From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In a move the White House says is an effort to provoke the West, Iran capped off several days of missile exercises with the launch of a medium-range missile today. Analysts say could reach Israel as well as U.S. military bases in the Mideast. Adding fuel to the fire is the fact the test launch comes just days before a meeting between the country and other world leaders on Iran's disputed nuclear program. Mark Fitzpatrick is a senior fellow at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. He says all of this is of great concern to the international community.
Iran, on one hand, is developing the capabilities to produce nuclear weapons, even if they haven't made a decision to actually do so. And they're also developing missiles that could potentially carry these weapons should they decide to do so. And that's a dangerous combination.
Iran's foreign minister said the testing has nothing to do with recent revelations about an Iranian nuclear enrichment site, saying it's part of long-planned military exercises. Another al-Qaeda audio message has surfaced on the Internet, this time calling President Obama a fraud because he failed to bring about a freeze in an Israeli settlement building. Dale Gavlak reports.
Al-Qaeda deputy Ayman al-Zawahiri accused President Obama of pretending to be affected by Palestinian suffering only to allow Jewish settlements to flourish in the West Bank and Jerusalem and to press Arab leaders for more concessions. Zawahiri then scornfully asked on the tape whether more crimes in Kabul, Baghdad, Mogadishu, and Gaza were needed to ensure what he called the president's criminal nature. Many experts believe that al-Qaeda is struggling in the face of President Obama's general popularity in the Muslim world. This latest recording follows several al-Qaeda tapes threatening attacks against Germany and its troops in Afghanistan if German election results did not please the terror network. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
At least 140 people have died in the Philippines after a weekend storm caused flash floods in the capital and surrounding provinces. Dwaldi Sakotau has more.
2 days after Tropical Storm Kitsana poured down 16 inches of rain in and around Manila, rescue workers and civilian volunteers are still trying to access villages that have been blocked by floating cars, furniture, and other debris. Officials say about 8,000 people have been rescued, but many are still stranded on the rooftops of their homes, while others are walking in chest-deep brown waters trying to get to safety. Nearly 500,000 people have been affected by the storm, and disaster officials say 150,000 Filipinos are crowding evacuation centers at schools, churches, and open-air gyms. Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo said in a statement that rescue efforts will continue until everyone in danger is accounted for. For NPR News, I'm Dwahali Saikautau.
In Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 124 points to close at 9,789. The Nasdaq was up 39 points today. This is NPR. Chicago officials say three teenagers are facing first-degree murder charges in connection with the beating death of another Chicago teen. Witnesses say 16-year-old Darian Albert was killed after he was hit repeatedly with 2x4s. Family members believe the honors student was killed for refusing to join a gang, though others at the scene say it appears he simply became swept up in the violence. Police have been using a video taken at the scene to identify those involved and say three teens were charged today as adults in Albert's killing. Roman Polanski's lawyer says he will fight his extradition request from Switzerland to the U.S. to face justice in a three-decade-old sex case. Elder Beardsley sends this report.
French lawyer Hervé Temim spoke with reporters after meeting with Polanski Monday. He said his client was holding up after his first 24 hours in a Zurich prison. He's a bit shocked by what has happened, but he's not in bad shape because he's a man with dignity and force, said Temim. The lawyer said Polanski was combative and ready to fight. He also said his client was touched and surprised by the outpouring of support for him across the world. The 76-year-old filmmaker was arrested Saturday as he arrived in Zurich to accept an award from a film festival. The U.S. is seeking him for pleading guilty to having sex in 1977 with a 13-year-old girl and fleeing to France a year later. Polanski's victim, now in her 40s, has said she wishes to put the incident behind her. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Healthcare products maker Johnson & Johnson has purchased an 18% stake in a Dutch biotechnology company. Johnson & Johnson is taking a $440 million stake in Netherlands-based Crucell, hoping the company can develop a universal flu vaccine. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.